We're learning Masechet Pesachim daf Tzayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara is starting the sugya of Tumas Mashkin. The Gemara brought that the Machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Meir says you learn from Mechaninus Kanakayanim that just like you could be Matame, you could take meat that's a shlishi l'tuma and make it into a rishon l'tuma. Who then you could take chametz truma that's tara and make it tame. It's because he held that the Mishnah was talking about a vlan tuma derabanan. That the shlishi was a shlishi derabanan, so vlad tumah derabanan, and memela, you see, you'll have to make it into a tumah deraisa. Same thing by chametz, you could take a issa derabanan and make it into a tumah deraisa. And Rabbi Yosi was any amida because he was tumas mashkin latame achayim is deraisa. So Rabbi Yosi says it was nitma b'mashkin, that's derabanan. Rabbi Yosi says nitma mashkin, that's deraisa. And the male is tumah tumah deraisa, he can't bring a raya to an issa derabanan. That's the Gemara. It's the Gemara because that brings the braisa that says suffik mashkin li tameh, suffik mashkin to become tameh is tameh, but latameh echeim is tara divrei Meir. If it's to become tameh, then you say suffik is the chumra. To make something else tameh, then you say suffik is the kula. That's your male's and your blaz and the kedvarev. And Rabbi Yehuda says lekol tam rebeisiv shimon arim laechon tmeim lekelim tayim. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon hold that even to Metame Eichlin, and according to Rida, even Kalim, is Deraisa, and Memela by a Safik, it also would be Safik Deraisa Lechumr. So, in that some understanding of the Deraisa, Safik Mashkin Litame, Litame, Echeim, Torah Divra, Meir Rashi says, if let's say a Safik was nailed in a Mashkin Betchilas Tumase, and it's becoming Tame, like somebody stuck his foot into Mashkin Tame, and you don't know if he touched it or not, so then that's called a suffix deraisa, because tumas mashke that they themselves have become tamei, that's deraisa, because of the cholash mashke sheishasa b'chol kli yitma. So suffix deraisa is l'chumra. But if it's a suffix mashma tamei achayim, like he had mashkem at the end of a stick and he threw it to the kikaris and suffix if they touched it, there we say that it's a suffix derabanan, you say suffix derabanan l'kula, because tumas mashke tamei achayim is derabanan. And when he got to Rabbi Yehuda and to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, Rashi there said that since it's a sveikah deraisu, b'shusayochet sveikah tamei. That's what he said Rabbi Yehuda legabe kelim, and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon al kaponim legabe eichlin amashkin, al kaponim legabe eichlin, that it's a safik, he says, safik nam b'shusayochet tamei. So I saw in the artist, Rabbi Yashiv in his blatche, he asked, why did Rashi originally say that the reason why it's tameh is because savik deraisa l'chumra? He didn't say al savik tumah shesiyachet sveikei tameh. He himself said in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon when he's talking about matameh achayim, the reason why it's matameh achayim is because savik tumah b'shesiyachet is sveikei tameh. Why originally by Rabbi Meir he didn't mention savik tumah shesiyachet? He just said savik deraisa l'chumra. So Rabbi Yashiv said that the Reish is talking about it touched one of the two chavias he touched. The tummy came, he stuck his foot out and touched one of the two chavias. So one of them we know for sure is tummy, and one of them we know for sure is tar. So there's a tesis earlier on Desvavim and Aleph, it starts, it goes to Desvavim, Mezu, Maskel, Chavis, and the same thing tesis says in the beginning of Nida, and in Masechtas Nazar, Daphne, and Zayin, that when you have a Safik Tumr Shusayachid, when it's one of two, and you can't say both of them are tamei b'deraisa, because you don't learn out from Saita that. Saita only learn out something which is passable. Here it's not passable, both of them are tamei, and only one is tamei. So memela, we don't say that it's a safik vadai, and has a din of a tumah vadai, it's like safik tumah shesiyachet sveike tamei. We do learn out from Saita, you don't go basa chazaka, and akapanim we say safik deraisa l'chumra, but we don't learn out from Saita the din that safik tumah shesiyachet sveike tamei. So, when Rashi was tumah latame achayim, there the shaila was the mashke touching the kikar or not? There we say savik tumah shesiyachet sveikei tamei is a tumah vaday. You have to come on to the din of savik deraisa l'chumra. Savik tumah shesiyachet alone is a sveik is a din tumah vaday. Mashenkin earlier when we're talking about the savik mashke li tamei to become tamei, there you can say both chavias are tamei. That's a davar sheyefsha, so they can't be vaday. The tumah is a savik deraisa l'chumra. As ever, Rabbi Yashiv, and from the Shaila, that's how Rabbi Yashiv wants to answer the question. The problem is, I don't see where he's getting it from, that the case of Safik Mashkin Litame is specifically a case where there's two chavis and we know it only touched one, And the case of Savik Mashal Atame Echeim is a case where we don't bechal know if it touched the kikar or not. I don't see the Rashi saying that. I don't see where he's getting it from. By both cases, Rashi says Savik Naga, Savik Le Naga. L'chari the case is, we don't know if it touched at all. If you want to say that the pshat is that it touched one, we don't know which one it touched, so why don't you say also in the Sefer Latame Echeim that it touched one, we don't know which one it touched. Why would Rashi here say Savik the Raisa L'chumra, and they say Savik Tumishus Yachar Abanda? We can have a case where you need Savik the Raisa L'chumra, like it, we know it only touched one and we don't know which one. And we can have a case where we have the din of Savik Tumishus Yachar, where we don't know Bechlal if it touched. It could have touched both, and then they we say on both of them Savik Tumma, Bishus Yachar Tzveke Tame. But where's that merumiz? Neither in the Braisa nor in the Rashi, where's the merumiz that Safik Mashkali Tame is specifically a case that was only Matame one, and you can't make both of them Tame Deraisa. And Latame Echeim is not talking about a case where it was only Matame one, as a Shaila if it touched all together, and then you can make it into a Safik Tum, Rishis Yachet Sveke Tame Beteriz Vade. But I saw that besides Obiyashiv, Gerish and Edelstein, in the Sefer Megid Gerish Yerachem Yosef Shtelzach on the same Shaila, and he discusses another shaila to get to this, which is also kedai to red eyes. This case, a suffik mashkenli tome tome, is that talking about dafke b'shus ha-yachid and dafke b'dav v'sheish b'das l'shol? As a pashas, you'll say yes. Suffik mashken is like a regular suffik tome. We know the din by suffik tome is that if it's b'shus ha-yachid, tzveke tome. If it's b'shus ha-rabim, then tzveke tor. Also, even b'shus ha-yachid, if the davar she'ein b'das lishol, if let's say something happened, let's say a mouse brings in a kikar and it might have touched something tummy, so it's ein b'das lishol, there was no human involvement there, that's called ein b'das lishol, and the nele even by a suffik tum b'shus ha'yachid w'matir. That's all mavur. It's mavur later in this parak. It's mavur in the Mara Masech Nesaita. That's the halacha. So l'chayu hu and then, when it says here suffik mashkem li tummy is tummy. What does it mean? L'chayu means with all the dinim of Safek Tumma. In other words, it has to be a Safek Tumma Rishus Ayachid. Otherwise, it won't be Tumma, because it's ghost salts in a Safek Tumma Rishus Ayachid. Sveke Tumma. And who are then? It has to be a Davah Sheyesh B'das Lishol. Because the only time you say Safek Tumma Rishus Ayachid, Sveke Tumma, is something which the one that the Safek came has Das to ask the question. Then we say Sveke Tumma. If it's Davah Sheyem B'das Lishol, then we say Sveke Tumma, even Rishus Ayachid. As you learn Pashtus, it's a Zay, Bemison is always Mefurish in the Taisus Ridium, when he Rishainim. Rishainim, he asked, the Taisus asked the Kashin, a Mashkin, a Ein Bedash Lishol. So why by the Mashkin do we say, Safik Tumma is Tame, the Mashkin is Ein Bedash Lishol? And he says, because the Gemara later said, anytime the Tumma came through an Adam, even though the thing that's becoming Tame is Ein Bedash Lishol, that blives Yesh Bedash Lishol. So you see clearly also has to go with the Gedarim of Yesh B'das L'shol, who then has to go together, that it's B'shus HaYachid, not B'shus Ram. As I have stated in the Goyin and the Mishnah Achreina in Masech Nistaris, Perek Dal, Mishnah Tes, on the Mishnah of Safik Mashkin L'Tomei Tomei, on Mamish, the Mishnah says this is the Braisa, but the Mishnah also brings it down, and they explain why is it considered Yesh B'das L'shol. They nemali tezrid, you need Yesh B'das L'shol. The Rashash is Mavur that way, and Mishnah Zayim will speak it out, and the Chazin Ishnem's on that way, in his Sefer Masechtas Taras Siman Hei Ois Chaf Aleph. So you have often a Rishon the Taisus Rid and Kama Achreinim, the Mishnah Achreina, the Gro, the Rishash, and the Chazinish. L'maisa, the Pirish Mishnayis LaRambam there on the Mishnah there in Taras Perek Dal Mishnah Tes says that the reason why it said the Marshal by an Ish Tame and a Kika Tame to tell you there's no difference if the Suffolk is by Mishi Yesh B'das Lishol or Ein B'das Lishol. In any case, the din is by Safik Mashkin, Legabi themselves are Tame. A very big chiddush, the Rambam L'chayr is saying Mefurish, that even by Ein B'das Lishol, Safik Mashkin become Tame. So the Mikdash David already, Mikdash David, David Rappaport, Perik Memvav, Eishi Beis, he says, Vaisis, the Rambam holds that Ein B'das Lishol is Tame, and who are the Mishas Aram is Veka Tame? And Reb Shimon Shkop also made the same diuk. Reb Shimon Shkop is brought in the Shita Mekevetzis HaChadosh HaMasechtes Pesachim. That the Das of the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis is a tremendous chiddush that even the Bishus HaRabim or even Ein B'das Lishol is also Sveka Tamei. There being another Makar from the Rosh in Masechtes Taras Pek Dal Mishnah Zayin, there talks about Hashishas Sveka Sofen as a Chumah. that is not from the Rosh. It says Gilyan, and it asks the question, then why isn't Tumas Mashkin part of the Mishnah of Shisha Seik Yisayif and Esachumba? Why isn't say Tumas Mashkin also? And Mashkin is also by a suffix. Suffix Mashkin the Tummy is Tummy. As I fact, the Gilyan, he says, attacks. So the Achreinim, the Mishnah Achreinim there, he says he doesn't understand what he's talking about. There's no din, no special suffix where Chazal said they have to be Machmer. It's a regular din of suffix Tumas Shasiyachim, which is already before in the Mishnah, that's Sveika is Tummy. Suffix Mashkin isn't telling you anything more than that. There's no Naya din that suffix Mashkin has a Tumah. Fakir, it just means that li tamei, it's a regular din tuma. It's regular suffix deraisa. Li tamei achayim, it's derabanan. So what's the Gilyan's kasha? He said it must be a Talmud Torah wrote it. The Rosh Hashanah also says the same teretz on the Gilyan's kasha. But the Mikdash David and Rav Shimon Shkop and also this Rav Gershon Eilstein, the Megad Gerish Yerachim, they say vices the Gilyan of the Tais Rosh also holds like they held from the Pirish Mishnah Yisrael Amma, that even Meshus Ramim will be Tami. It's a Naya Din by Mashkin, a Naya Chumra by Mashkin, that you don't say Savik Tum Meshus Ramim Sveik Etar. Now, you also have a Raya from the Kesef Mishnah. This is where Rav Gershon Eilstein brings. Because the Rambam says like this. Rambam brings this halacha, Perek Yedal, and from Milchus, Avis Etum, Mashar, Avis Etum, Lacha Ches. Chavishim Leia Mashkin. Chavis is full of Mashkin. Safik im Tomei, Naga Mashkin, Amashkin Tomei. So Safik of a Tomei was Naga Mashkin, Amashkin Tomei. So the Kesef Mishnah says, in the Sefta it says, the Safik of you is Naga Ba'ichlun Amashkin. Says, but it's a Tari Seif in the Sefta. It's only by Mashkin, because Safik Ba'ichlun is Tahirim. And that's where the Rambam only wrote Mashkin. So everyone asks the Kasha on the Kesef Mishnah, Mishnah Achreinam, and the Chazinish, Simenei Oiskav Beis, and Ar Sameach. Now what do you mean? There's no Chiluk Eichel and Mashkin. Both Eichel and Mashkin, by Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's Tamei, and by Rosh Hashanah Rambam, it's Tar. The Rambam that's writing over this din, the Chavish, the Lea Mashkin, Vesafikim, Tamei, Nogib, and Mashkin, and Mashkin, Tameim, he obviously means Rosh Hashanah Yachid. In that case, also Eichel and Tameim. There's no tell you safe in the Sefer. Good, the Rambam said Eichlin. He didn't mention Eichlin. Of course, who would deny Eichlin? What's the Vart? Why would you make any chilt in Eichlin and Mashkin? Eichlin also a deraisa. So, Rav Gershon Eilstein says, the advice is the Kesef Mishnah held, like we were saying, like the Pirish Mishnayis, the Rambam, and like this Gilyan, like this Liukim, because it must be Mashkin, even which is around Mistame. So, Mel, that's only a din by Mashkin, that's not a din by Eichlin. Now they're not explaining exactly why Mashkin should have this chumrah, even on Beirush Yisra'am, it's Tamei. They're pashas to try to say, it's a din d'rabbanan, the Rabbanan were more geizah by Mashkin. Rabbanan made a gzeirah, suffik Mashkin l'tamei, Tamei. And that explains why the Rambam says, even by Adav Hashem b'das Hashol. And that explains why the Gilyan said, why wasn't it put in the Mishnah of Avav Sveik Yisra'if and Esachuma? Why wasn't it also part of the Mishnah? Because the Nayadin, it's even Beirush Yisra'am. And it also explains the Kesef Mishnah, this din is dafka by Mashkin, not by Eichlin. So Zogtiv Gershon Edelstein, so that explains Rashi. Because the Gabi Safik Mashkin to become Tamei, that's even Bishus Aramim. So Mamele couldn't say Al Safik Tom Bishus Yachit Svei Ketar, because that's even Bishus Aramim. Mashekin Latame Acherim, that's only a din because it's the Raisa. That's the regular din of Safik Tom Bishus Yachit. And Mela, Rashi there said, that Safik Tum Rishus Yachid, Afka by Latame Acherim, there it's a Din Rishus Yachid. But I'm bothered by this Pshat of Rashi also, because first of all, it's very susim in Rashi. According to that, it's not a Din Al Safik Deraisa L'Chumra. It's a Naya Chumra. Rashi says Al Safik Deraisa L'Chumra. The fee what he's saying, it's not a Din of Safik Deraisa L'Chumra. Also, Mehecha Tesa, when the Mishnah says Safik Mashkin L'Tamei Tamei, and that means a special Din even Rishus Rabim, so why would you say Latame Acherim that the other Tanam is saying is Dafka B'Shus Yachin? Mechat Hesu split up the Mishnah that way. Mechat Hesu such a thing. So I'm bothered by that Pshat also. Now as we have two Pshatim in Rashi, why Rashi said Savik Deraisa L'Chumra and he didn't say Savik Tum B'Shus Yachin and later he says Savik Tum B'Shus Yachin. Now the Yashiv Pshat is because in this case one of them is Vadei Torah, so you don't say Savik Tum B'Shus Yachin Tzvei Ketame. I just don't know where did he get that by Litame one of them is Vadei Torah. And by Latame Acherim, you don't have that. And Gershon Eilstein is saying that Lagabi Litame, you have this special Chumra, the Mishus Rabim, it's that way. And Lagabi Latame Acherim, in the Man the Amrim, that Tumas Mashkin is the Raisa, that's the regular Din Tumah, it's only Mishus Yachid. I just don't see that Rashi says that. Rashi doesn't say it's a Naya Chumra. Rashi says something that writes the Chumra. Now, in the Dvar Shmuel brings from the Chazayin Nachum, Rav Nachum Liebenfeld, he said, I don't know exactly who that is, but he brings from the Chazayin Nachum, it sounds like someone that was contemporary to him, that he makes a deraisa de gechilik, that the man the Amen that says that Tumas Mashkim is not metame acherim, it's only metame ba'atzmai, so that's not really a din tumma, and merely you don't have the din of Savak Tumma Shisayacha legabe that. So merely that's how Rashi says Savak deraisa lechumra. Rashi, the man the Amen that says that tame acherim, there it is a din tumma, and there you have the din of Savak Tumma Shisayacha. So it's a little bit better, but l'chari you can't say to Rashi. Rashi is mefurish, that they're both coming from the same pasuk of Yitmah. The Dvar Shmuel mentions that. One more nekuda, if we learn Pashit, like the Taisus Rin and the Mishnah Achreina and the Gain and the Rishash and the Chazanish, that Savik Mashkel Nitameh is a Pashit that didn't have Savik term B'Shus Yachid Sveika Tameh. So Kumdeis L'Tameh Achayrim, even B'Shus Yachid, it's Tahar. And that's true according to everyone. I think even if you learn that Savak Li Tameh is B'Shus Aram, it's also B'Shus Ayachin. You can't say the Mishnah is Dafke B'Shus Aram. So the Tameh Achirin is even B'Shus Aram. I mean, even B'Shus Ayachin, the Tameh Achirin is Tar. The Tameh Achirin, even B'Shus Aram, even B'Shus Ayachin is Tar. Why? Because it's Durabanan. So that's a Gvaldiki you said. That when you have a Tumah Durabanan, you don't say the din of Savak Tumah B'Shus Ayachin Sveikah Tameh. We wouldn't know that alone. We know the din of Savak the Manu Lekula, but here Lechayr state the Nayadin, then you don't say the din of Savak Tumash Yisrael Tzveke Tomei by Tumah Durabanan. The Dvar Shmuel asked the Shaila that Taisus early in Naftesim and Aleph by Maduris Akum, here he discusses the din of Savak Tumash Yisrael Tzveke Tomei Legabe the Gemara's Kasha, that you should say that the Chulda and the Chaza ate it, and you say, it causes Safik Maisim Midei Safik, so Taisus says, what do you mean? It's B'Shus Yachid, that you don't say Safik Maisim Midei Safik, even though Maduris Akam is a Kshash Derabanan. But still Taisus wants to apply the rule of Safik Tumah B'Shus Yachid Sveike Tamei. So he says, a Parsha de Chilik, there the Tumah we're dealing with is Tumas Meis, it's Tumas Oil, that's a Tumah Deraisa. Midiraisa, you don't have to be Cheshish with. But once Derabanan said you have to be Cheshish with, they would give it the dinim of Safik Tumah B'Shus Yachid. Now, shaken here, the Tumas Mashka, which is no such Tumah, the Tameh Chayim Midiraisa, so Rabbanan didn't give it a din of Savak Tumah B'Shus Yachid Sveike Tameh. That's the Chayr state. They decide, on Tumas the Rabbanan, you don't say Savak Tumah B'Shus Yachid Sveike Tameh. Now, another interesting Nakuda on this Raisa. Rashi says, Savak Mashka, the Tameh Chayim, Rashi says, it's talking about a case where there's a stick, and on the end of the stick is Mashkim Tmeim, and he threw the stick to the Kikaris, and to Safak Naga, Safak Naga, that's Safak Mashka Latame Acher. And he says, Kachi Shnei Mesechtes Taris, it's actually the Mishnah there, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yudim Mesechtes Taris. But the Bnei Yeshua wants to know, why did the Mishnah have to make a new case? Why can't we say Safak Mashka Latame means that is a Safak if the Mashka became Tame, and we say that that is Tame? But then that mashka went and was metame acherim, there it started. Because since it's a suffix if the mashka became tame, so male, they're only allowed it to become tame for itself, because there's the raisa. But legabi mi tame something else, there are banan, how gufa these mashkin gufa tar? Why do you have to make a new case? The Gemara makes it, right? Rashi brings down, it's really the mission of two cases. Suffix mashkin li tame, tame means it's a suffix, the mashkin came tame, and there the din is the mashkin's tame. Safik mashkin latame achayim tar means if you have vaday mashkin at a vaday tame, and it's a safik if they went to a matame achayim, he threw the mako between the kikaris, there the din is that it's tar. Why do you say it means if this mashkin gufu went and was matame achayim? So it's tar because the whole thing's a safik. Legabi itself, it's a safik deraisi, you have to say lechumra. Legabi achayim, it's a safik derabam, and you say lekulam. As I affected Pnei Yeshua. So Pnei Yeshua says, well, if the mashkin were tameh b'shus hayachid, and tumas mashkin for atzmon is deraisa, so mel is a din of safek avadai. Safek tumas b'shus hayachid sveik atam is a safek avadai. So mel the mashkin have a din vadei tmeim. If the vadei tmeim, a vadei can tameh achayim midarabana. Once it's already chal on the mashkin a din safek b'shus hayachid sveik atam, a vadei b'negei derabana is also be tameh achayim. Good pshat. But you have to know, because Rashi doesn't say the reason is al Savak Tumah B'Shus Yachid. You have to know why, that's what we spoke about. Rashi says the reason is because Savak Deraisa L'Chumra. Now, if you explain like Rabbi Yashiv, because we're talking about one of them is Vadei Tor, or if you explain like Rabbi Yashiv Edelstein, that we're not discussing b'shus l'yachid, the din of safek mashal l'tamei is a nayin din, and even b'shus l'rabim the din is that it's sveikei tamei. But Maaseh Rashi doesn't bring down the din of sveikei tamei b'shus l'yachid or sveikei kavadai. So we invite to have the kasha, if you're not going through all safek tamei b'shus l'yachid sveikei tamei, it's a shayla, why not? But the Maaseh Rashi doesn't say it, so what's takif shat? Why don't we say the same mashkin went and was metami something else? But the chayra, the teretz is the din in Shulchan Aruch every day. It's simin kuf yud. It's if tes the shach brings in a kolis v'kseika oisya tes. When you have a suffik deraisa that turned into a suffik derabanan, lemashal. Let's say you have a suffik treifas. You're not allowed to eat it. Suffik deraisa lechumer. Then it became this battle chad betray. You have a chay. Someone's the shachting chickens. One of them is treifa, suffik treifa. And it's batel chad betray in the other chickens, but even then it's a chticha ruil l'skabit, and you have a problem now that it's not batel, but it's only a suffik treifa. So why don't you now say suffik derabanan l'kula? I mean, the rice is batel. I mean, the rice is chad betray batel. You don't say adav l'chashiv. Why don't you say suffik derabanan l'kula? So the Paiskim say, if the shayla started off as a deraisa, you go past the scholars of suffik, and you don't say suffik derabanan l'kula, you say suffik deraisa l'chumra. See, here also, if the same mashkin, even if the mashkin are tamei because suffik deraisa l'chumra, but the same mashkin you'd already said in a suffik deraisa l'chumra, and now it touched something else, and now the shayla is again to the rabbanans, but you go past the scholars of suffik, so you'll still say suffik deraisa l'chumra. Azei kemizogin. So what's interesting is like this: the Rambam in Perek Yudal of Avos Mizrachi Ches writes like this: Chavish Shemulei Mashkin, who parsed a Tameis Yad Lavir, Savig Nogam and Mashkin Savig Loi Nogam, Hamashkin Tmeim VaChavish Tahira. So the Rambam says like this: if there's a Chavish full of Mashkin and a Tamei went and went to touch the Mashkin Savig, if he actually touched the Mashkin, not so the Mashkin a Tamei, but the Chavish is Tahir. Now, what if he touched the mashkin? Then the mashkin of matami de chavis midir abanan, but the mashkin of matami de chavis, a kli becomes tamei from a mashkin tamei. That's the halacha. But the Rambam is saying l'chayyeh that even though the mashkin themselves are tamei misavik, but the chavis could still be tarim because the guy be the chavis we say sveikel l'kula. So it's quite, it's mashkin the Rambam that even though the mashkin themselves are tamei, but they can't be matami something else. Not like the whole shtickel teri was saying. And as El Chayish Tein, the Ran in the Dharm, the Ran in the Dharm, the Afitas, the Gemara brings down this braisa, Safik, Mashkin, Latame, Litame, Tame, Latame, Echerim, Tar, the Ran is Mashma, that Latame, Echerim means these same Mashkin, that was a Safik, if they become Tame, they can't be Matame, Echerim. So first of all, why don't you say that there's a din of Safik, Tum, Shus, Yach, it's Veka, Kavadai. Right? Where's the Safik, Tum, Lakula? Once the Mashkin have a din of Safik, Tum, Shus, Yach, why don't we say Savik Timush Yachit Sveikah Kavadai? And even if we're going to say, like the Mikdash David, like Abshim and Shkav, that the Rambam holds even B'shus Aram Sveikah Tameh. But Lachar, it's not only B'shus Aram. Why wouldn't this also be told in the case the Chavis is B'shus Yachit, and then there'll be the Sveikah Kavadai, and then Lachar, even B'negei their Abanas should be Tameh? What's wrong with the Pnei Yeshua Israel? Lachar, it's Lachar Mukhrich to say that. If you have something which is a Savik B'shus Yachit, and that, and you said it's tamei. It didn't suffer kavade. Now it goes to matami something else, which is the rabbanan. But already paskin the vada. It's more than a suffik. So Rav Gershon Edelstein says in the Megid Gerish Yerachim that there's two tumas here. The tumas atzmai really doesn't have a kayach to go to anywhere else, and that's the tumah deraisa. On that tumah we say suffik kavade. The tumah the rabbanan were mechadish that it can matami achayim. They had to make a new tumah on it. Wants to say that chakir we said from the Chazanish one time before. Is it the pshat that the mashkin aren't tamei enough to metamei achayr? Or is it the pshat that tamei enough? There's just the din that the tumah doesn't get transmitted. If you say that tamei enough, you can't say this svar, because it already is tamei, I mean, there are banan, it gets transmitted. But he wants to say, you could say a svar that the mashkin aren't tamei enough, it's a weaker tumah, so that tumah can't get transmitted, it's too weak. Elamai Chazal made a stronger tumah. That tumah, on that tumah, he didn't say Savik Tumah Shus Yachit Sveikei Tameh. So the Vadei tumah that's there is not a tumah that's transferable. The tumah that's transferable, that was always a Safik, and the Safik we say it's Tar. Safik Derabana Lekuba. Interesante Teretz. But Lechaya, what about the other Kasha? Now, niach that you don't say safek avada, but what happens in if safek deraisa l'chumra, and you go bust at a tchilas of safek? So Rabbi Kivega brings this Rambam in a tshuva to say a gevaldiga yisait, that he wants to say this din that we learn in the Yeridea, that when something is a safek deraisa l'chumra, so we go bust at a tchilas of safek, even if it became a derabanan, it was in Zgalung, it became a derabanan, we still say safek deraisa l'chumra is only in the same chefetz. The same chayfetz now is no longer asami deraisa anyway, it's asami derabanan, but the tchilas of safek was deraisa, it doesn't change the psak. But a different chayfetz not. He brings a raya from here, because here, the mashkin themselves is safek deraisa l'chumra, but the chavis, that's a different chayfetz, so there you say safek deraisa l'chumra, there you don't go bust the tchilas of safek. He brings another raya, the shach says, if let's say you shach the hen, and it's a safek of his nevela, could you eat the eggs that are inside? The eggs that are inside the hen are only asim in the rabbanon. Even if it's nevela. Safik nevela, safik nevela, safik nevela. Why don't you say the tchilas of safik was on the chicken, it's the raisa? Because two different things. The chicken is taka the raisa, but the hens, the eggs are the rabbanon. Here also, the mashkin is the raisa, the chavis is the rabbanon. It's two different chafetzim. You don't say this thing that you started off with the safik, the raisa has to be, you go l'chumra. Already the Prima Gaon the Musa and the Sefer Shoshana Sa'amakim, Pali and Aleph, also brought the same right. I saw Rav Shimon Shkop in Shari Yeshus, Sha'amah Perichas, says, what's the Svara L'chalik? What's the Svara L'chalik in the same Chavitz and a different Chavitz? So he says with his gang, he says, what's the Pshan and Savik the Raisa L'chumra? If you say, we'll say it over in this Nakuda, he doesn't say it exactly this way, we'll say it over in this Nusach. What does Savik the Raisa L'chumra mean? I say you could say like this. You ask the Torah, can I eat this? The Torah says, if it's asa, you can't, and if it's mutta, you could. But you say, but this thing, I don't know if it's asa or mutta, can I eat it? The Torah says, I'll tell you, if it's asa, you can't, if it's mutta, you could. But I don't have any specific day of that or something. You'll know yourself that if you don't know that it's mutta, you can't be pegay in the Issa Torah. But the Torah is not discussing Sveikas. He says, if that would be the pshat, then there's no makom to say that once it became the rabbanon, you still have to go with the original psak. Why? Then I couldn't eat it because I might be over the raisa. Now I know I'm not being over the raisa, so why can't I eat it? Now the pshat is something, the raisa l'chumra tainet of Shimon is a din. There's a din that the Torah says, when it's a suffik, you have to be machmer. Kilo, it's like a naya isser. Suffik, the raisa l'chumra. Whether it's a deraisa digadin like some rishayim or the rabbana digadin, but it's a din. So that din doesn't change when the matzah changes. Once it was called that din of savik deraisa l'chumras, and even though now it's no longer a savik deraisa, but the din is sustained, like the savik trefa. Savik trefa has a din, it's asr. Now that it becomes nizbatal and in chad betray, I mean the rabbana it's not batal, I mean the deraisa it's batal, but the din is still remains. But to make another thing asr, On that new thing, it wasn't chal that then din. It wasn't chal that din. It's only legabe the original thing that became us. So there was chal that din, sabzai salchumra. But a new thing, that's a new shayla. On a new shayla, we never had the chalais din of sabzai d'raisa l'chumra. That shayla originally was a sabzai d'rabanan. And maybe you go l'kula, that's how Shimon explains it.